Okay, so my name's Wajuko Katero. Friends call me Wawa, and I'm a junior here at UConn, and I'm an environmental studies major.
Congratulations. You're here because you were just named a Truman Scholar. So you're the second consecutive UConn student to be named a Truman Scholar, which I think was the first time in 30 years or so.
Yeah, that's super happened. Exciting.
Very exciting. So it's a public service award. Tell me about some of your involvement in that area.
I think first and foremost, also just because I just came from the USG office, I'm the vice president of the undergraduate student government. I'm actually being sworn out tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm very emotional about it. So that has been a role that has been the culmination of a multitude of different roles in student government, from being a senator my freshman year to being student services chairperson sophomore year, and now being the vice president of the student body. And that has been an incredible experience. USG's completely changed my life, from being able to advocate for students with administration through things like the environmental literacy general education requirement, tampon time, which is like free menstrual products on campus, to working with purchasing on, you know, lessening the amount of plastic water bottles on campus, to even including halal meat on more UC cafes on campus. So it's been an incredible experience, and that's really been at the forefront of public service for me on campus.
Those are some amazing accomplishments. I didn't know you were kind of leading the charge on all those. That's great. The environmental studies requirement, what was your involvement in that? How did you?
Yeah, so I also first want to say that was a combination of so many different people and moving parts. We had a lot of EB department involvement from the students, namely students that had graduated now. Brent Breslaw, who was the environmental Metanoia chair last year. He was also a fellow intern at the OEP with me, Office of Environmental Policy, as well as Nick Russo, other students leading the charge, as well as people like Dr. Clausen, Eric Schultz, so many different people. And basically that was taking advantage of the fact that the general education requirement was potentially going to be redone completely, and seeing that as an opportunity to include environmental literacy within that framework, because it's just such an important and pressing matter to discuss and have students, you know, be literate in. And it was successful after over 2 years. So that was really incredible to be able to have seen it just grow from a freshman to being a junior now.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that students were really behind that. That's very cool. How did you kind of find out that public service and being an advocate for others was what you wanted to do?
You know, what's really interesting is I've never considered a path that wasn't public service. I probably didn't have the definition for public service just then. But, you know, growing up, my mom's a nurse. Like, everyone in my family's a nurse. My dad has a company that connects nurses to home care. And my entire family has been invested in healthcare and helping people. So for me, always seeing that and having that around me and being a part of that environment, I've always, you know, just thought that my career was going to be through helping people. And really the point where I was able to like get the specific language of public service and working specifically in government was I was a Kennedy Luger Youth Exchange and Study Scholar with the State Department my senior year of high school. And through that, meeting so many different foreign service officers and just like understanding that initiative that came out of 9/11 and seeing the role that public servants and bureaucrats and ambassadors have in representing the United States and the values of this country. I just saw myself in that and was like, this is what I want to do.
So with this scholarship, what do you hope it helps you accomplish?
Well, I'm so excited to meet the other Truman Scholars within my cohort and outside of my cohort. So I was super lucky to have met some of the scholars during our finalist interviews, and we hit it off, and we're going to be meeting again for the Truman Scholar Summer Week that we have, Summer Leadership Week. And then actually next summer, not this upcoming summer, there's a Summer Institute where we'll all be together from all the different states interning in D.C. So I'm excited to be around other young people that are interested in making a difference, interested in making the world a better place and dedicating their lives to public service.
You kind of talked about it with USG, but how have the opportunities here at UConn helped you kind of delve into what you're passionate about?
You know, I came to UConn knowing that I was interested in being involved in environmentalism. However, I never saw myself as being the vice president of the student body. I never saw myself doing research. I never saw myself interning at the Office of Environmental Policy. I didn't know those things were available, let alone existed. So for me, it's really been about having no expectations and kind of just like taking things as they come. And I came to UConn I'm still very much of an introvert. I don't come off as one, but I'm very introverted. But I was more shy when I came to UConn, and I questioned my leadership. And I think that's still, you know, something that I work on. But UConn has really shown me that I can be a leader, and I can be a leader in public service, and I can be a leader in making change on campus, off campus. So I don't know if that answers your question, but
absolutely,
it's been very instrumental for me.
What is your research about? What do you do research on?
I'm not currently in a research lab, but the summer after my freshman year, I did research in the nutritional sciences department with Dr. Amy Mobley, part of the Bridging the Gap Fellows program. We did community nutrition work and specifically food insecurity research, and that's what got me into UCafe and understanding food insecurity as a national epidemic on a college level. And I stayed in her lab the following year, my sophomore year, and then I applied for an idea grant and did a research project of food insecurity on UConn store students.
What did you find?
We found that food insecurity is an issue at UConn, and
wow,
UConn is not, you know, alone in this. This is a national epidemic, and it was very timely. The Government Accountability Office recently released a report on January 9th of this year, actually calling food insecurity on college campuses a national epidemic.
Wow.
And called for more research and for more institutional support. So that's what we found, and hopefully we're going to be working on that more in the upcoming years.
Is that what you hope to kind of do after college?
You know, I think I consider food insecurity issues, hunger issues, to be under the umbrella of environmentalism. I am specifically very interested in environmental justice issues, so I do consider food access issues to be in that. So if an opportunity arises where I'm able to be engrossed in those things, like, for sure, yeah, I would do that.
What are your plans for once you graduate here?
Once I graduate, I'm taking it day by day. So I just know I'm going to be studying abroad at the University of Hong Kong in the fall.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even know what happens in the spring semester after that. But afterwards, I just want to be able to be just completely saturated in working with people and working to help people see their fullest potential and advocating on the behalf of themselves and being involved in environmental decision making and just really being a part of environmental justice. That's what I want to see myself doing. Do I have a name for what that looks like exactly? No, but hopefully the future will bring that.
Kind of on a random note, what's something that people might not know about you?
I'm a singer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shameless plug. Freshman year, Subog, back when they had an arts committee, they hosted the Voice UConn competition, and I won.
You did?
Yes. Yeah, so technically, I'm the voice of UConn still. I love to sing. I've been singing and writing music since I could talk. So that's something that I do to de-stress, and just it's a part of who I am.
That's great. Are you in any groups on campus?
No.
Just do it
you know,
for yourself.
It's probably one of my biggest regrets, not joining college a cappella.
I think you're a little busy.
Yeah.